you need to pray about. It's not automatic, but you need to pray about a full covering where you can, habits can be broken in your life, and where you have to discipline yourself to follow men and women who are going somewhere. Get your ministry off the ground. Now, not automatic, because you might have to go through, you don't just join LTMA. You got to really want it. And they're going to test you. They're going to find out what you're coming for. You know, you ain't coming for the ride in my jet. That ain't going to happen unless I say so. Trying to be popular, but there's so much we need to know. I received some. There's so much we need to know. We ask the Holy Spirit, help us tonight to have the right atmosphere and the right anointing, the right authority, the right access, and to activate things in the spirit realm. We thank you for this church, this man and woman of God, this family. We thank you for the families who are here, who travel with us all over the world. We're thankful for the television audience who are here, headquarters, the intercessors who are praying right now in this church and around the world. Thank you. We thank you for last night and this morning. We thank you. Thank you for insight, and we thank you for the harmony in this atmosphere that we can hear your voice. We expect no less tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now you really, you can be seated, because you're really going to have to tune in tonight, because I'm about to tell you some things that is not normal in the church. I told you about the lady with the $10, and then she listened, sold, and she was able to sell $10,000, right? Right? And I tell you about it. Some of y'all were here. But I want to tell you a few more things tonight. One of my sons, his son just received a $400,000 contract. Amen. Another son told me he received, his people just give him $109,000. Now, I'm finna go in some heavy numbers now, because I want the body of Christ to know that since Money Comet came on the scene, been ministering all these years, 27 years, things are happening. And it's going to be based on what I'm going to minister on tonight. Let's see. The next one I'm going to give you. There's a son sitting here last year. He came off of welfare. Not last year, but he came off of welfare after he started following me. And last year, personally, he received $600,000. He's in here tonight. So proof in the pudding is eating. Now there's another son here. He paid for his ministry, bought an RV, paid for it, and inches from paying for his jet. Just inches from it. I know. I'm on the inside of this deal. That's so powerful. They offer me my ministry. We own 600 acres of land. And they offer me $2 million just not to build nothing on it. I turn it down. But it's conservative. They want to keep it green. You know, and they offer us $2 million. They're going to come back with another offer, $3 or $4 million. And the answer is no. But that's me moving, you follow what I'm saying? On the other hand, My secretary and her husband, you hear me tell that story? My secretary and her husband, when they were in their old house, not in their third house, not but their old house, they thought they had to sell the old house to move into another house. And she heard me talking one day, and she took that as her faith, and they bought their first house, and they still had the other house. And then a particular thing happened. We think it might be an angel, because when they transacted the business, there was this woman who transacted all the business for them and made it work for them and disappeared. I mean, they can't have known, they don't know, she worked for the company, they don't know what, we don't know what it is. It probably was an angel did it for. Now, on this third house, when they got ready to get the third house, the house was over $500,000. They paid for it cash. That's my secretary. And so I had to talk with her because she's in another category now, in another bracket of living. And they made two neighbors sold out. Just last week, two neighbors had to move. They couldn't handle it. But they came to work on her pool, and they came to work on her yard to do some landscaping. And she was running to get her checkbook to pay the people. The truck stopped, all the people took off. And she said, they left. I ain't never had that happen. I said to her, Barbara, you're in a new category. Some people not worried about you. Some people they worry about them people who living from paycheck to paycheck. That's who might not pay them. They'll tell you, just mail it or bring it by whenever you're paying through town or something like that. That's another bracket. Now, there is a computer expert that is in my church. Matter of fact, he hired some of the young people who are career seeking. And he walked up to me, he's a heavy sore. He walked up to me and said, I just finished a $3.1 million contract. In the same breath, he said, and I just started another $3.1 million. That's 6.2 million, right? Now, I could have calibrated what I was, but I don't know. But I know this. I flew here in a $16 million jet that is paid for. You follow what I'm saying? And my home, all that I own, everything in the ministry is completely paid for. And I came from scratch. I came from broker than anybody in here. So in case you think I had some extra effort, no. I came from zero. Just trying to live. Just trying to stay on top. You know, just trying to stay on top. So actually, money coming, it's working. It works. And I'm going to minister to you tonight some things that, oh Lord. So let's sit down and open your Bibles for a minute. I thought I'd give you those letters. Open back to James. Open back to James, because I want you to see this, and I want to work from this route. James chapter 1, I want to read from the 23rd verse of the first chapter, but I'm going to connect some dots tonight in the spirit. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Now that glass, that means mirror. If you look in any of the translation, it means a mirror. And then on the other hand, now you must understand, he's talking about a spiritual mirror. You cannot look in a spiritual mirror the same way you look in a natural mirror. All right? The spiritual mirror has to be looked into by your inner eye. So therefore, the Holy Spirit has to open your eyes to another realm. Are you following me? All right, so we know that's a mirror, okay? And it's a natural mirror. Natural face in a natural mirror. Then it says, 24, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Now, verse 25 takes us into another territory. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. Now, let's just say this mirror is the word. Is God's word, all right? Look into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be what? Blessed in his deed. All right. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Listen a minute. 2 Corinthians chapter. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15. Because I say this is a spiritual mirror. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Verse 16. Nevertheless, when he shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now, verse 17. Now, the Lord is that spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what?
Liberty.
Now notice verse 18. If you look in the NIV or the New American Standard, you're going to see talking about a mirror. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. So it's a glory mirror, really. It revealed God in his splendor and his majesty and his victory and his ownership of everything. Alright? But we all with open faith beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changing to the same image from glory to glory even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You see that? Now, let's go to Joshua. I have to set the stage. Let's go to Joshua, chapter 1. And Joshua chapter 1 reveal what happened in meditation. That certain things happen in the spirit world in meditation. I've already told you one. Meditation in tune you to your inner eye that you are able to see beyond where you are. You're able to see where you're going. You're able to look into another realm and have faith for what God said, even though you don't see it in the natural. See, the word is a mirror. I say the word is a mirror. All right. See, I think we get stuck trying to look with our natural eye to see our progress. And that is where Satan can deceive us. But if we stay in faith, we're dealing with a different substance than natural. You listen to me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, so everybody say inner eye.
Inner eye.
All right, now listen. In Joshua 1:8, it's also talking about looking in a mirror. The book of God's law is a mirror. Actually, talking about the word of God. Now watch what it says here. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Right? So you're looking in the mirror day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way what? And have what? What's the difference between success and good success? What the world calls success is not really success. If you can't control your body, if you can't live holy, you're really not successful. If you proclaim to be a Christian and not sanctified, you're really not successful. You in the making. Psalm 1. Verse 1. We're still looking in the mirror. We're still meditating. Because I'm going to give you some things that the Holy Spirit told me about meditation that I never heard before myself. In the hotel, he started talking to me about some things. Blessed, verse 1. Blessed is the man. Now meditation will mess your life up. Naturally. Meditation will cause you to cut some diseased folks loose. Meditation is like holy medicine. It will change the game as well as change the game. Because you begin to see, you begin to discern. I can't have you around me if I'm going where God wants me to go. I have to get you out of my life. You've been a block in my life. I see clean through you. You trying to use me. You getting close to me because you want something. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Meditation will do that. Cut that out. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. There's three different categories there. Then he goes to the second verse. Now we go into meditate again. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's his word. That's the law of liberty. We saw in James. And in his law does he meditate. What he does? Meditate. How often? Ain't got time for nothing else. I prioritize my walk with God. Now, here's something the Lord told me from the old school. Here's what the Lord told me. And I don't think people really understand what the Lord said. The Lord said, get me off of your list. The Lord won't stand for you to put him on a list. You got this, you got that. No. God said, get me off of your list. Once you get me off of your list, then you and I can talk. But as long as I have competition in your life, I can't ever afford to trust you with what I have for you. Most Christian has God on a list. God come after their anniversary. God come after their birthday. God come after their children. They put their children before God. God said, tell the body of Christ, take me off the list. I will not accept them on one place in your life. Uno. Number one. Now, I'll take a poll in here and ask you, how many of us in here, how many watching by TV do not have God on a list and God is number one in your life? Most of y'all will jump up and shout. But you lie. Because if you had him one in your life, number one, you'd be further than what you are. Our emotions and our songs don't really move God. Like we're talking about here, it's God not having a list in your life. No competition. He's the only one. Everybody else getting in the best way they can. And what he would do then He'll start making everything work out. That's why me and my wife, 45 years, why we so happy. Because we don't have God on the list. She know that I'm not before God in her life. And I know that God, she not before God in my life. So God give us a good life. Number two, watch verse two. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law does he meditate day and night. I notice here in verse three. Wow. Why we not seeing more of this? Look what he said about this man. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he do, underline that. Whatsoever he do shall prosper. Underline that. Ah, boy. I have so many things to say tonight. Oh, my goodness. I need an opening, Lord. I'm looking on this paper because there's a translation I want to give you of a certain verse that you can see something. I want you to see something. Let's just turn to Jeremiah 17. We'll play with it till we get it. Jeremiah 17. Turn there. Oh, Lord. Because there's something we need to see there. You have my, he have it. Jeremiah 17:5, I believe. Then I'll start giving some point, okay? But I just want to look at some scriptures here now to set us up and give the Holy Ghost an avenue to come in this place. I guess I won't find Jeremiah and Isaiah. Voice didn't come out right. I know I was on the wrong street then. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I'm going to walk you through it tonight, you know. I'm going to teach you tonight some things until the Holy Ghost hit. Jeremiah 17:5. Look at what it says. Thus said the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man. And see, if you're not a meditator, you can be in church, but you're going to trust in man. And make his flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Look that up in the NIV for me. For he shall be like the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched place in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabit it. You got that? Put it up there for me. I think it's something I want to see in there. The Holy Ghost is showing me. It's Jeremiah 17:5 in the NIV. You don't have it? You don't have it. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose hearts turn away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wasteland. Now listen, verse 6. They will not see prosperity when it comes. See, if you can be a good church member, take your communion, sing a song, pay your tithe, but if you're not a meditator, you cannot really investigate and manifest what God has already applied in your life. I'll go on and read, because there's another part of this. In the parched place of the desert and salt land where no one live. But blessed, verse 7, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. It leaves always green. It has no worry in the year of drought. And never fail to bear fruit. Good Lord, my. That is powerful, man. Now listen. You ready, Ryan? Meditation is releasing your inner eyes into the inner realm. You have inner eyes. Let's prove you have inner eyes. Let's prove you have inner eyes. 2 Corinthians 4, I think it's about verse 16, if it's verse 16. While we look not at the things that are seen, we look at the things that are not seen. Yeah. Things that are seen are temporary. The things that are not seen are eternal. Then we have 1 Corinthians 2:9. Who know what that says? Who know what 1 Corinthians 2:9 says? I said, who know what 1 Corinthians 2:9 says? Turn to it. Turn to it. See? You see, you're going from the natural to the spiritual. Eyes have not seen, nor ear heard. See, different set of eyes, different set of ears. Now they've entered into the heart, the thing that God had prepared for them that love him. But then he said, but the Spirit revealed those things. See, meditation leads to revelation. Are you following me? Meditation leads to revelation. Are you following me? Huh? Revelation leads to application. Application leads to manifestation. And manifestation has a cousin called demonstration. So your life will start manifesting some things, but then you become a financial demonstrator for the kingdom. Are you following me? But it start off with meditation, not reading. Meditation. Because I want to take you further there. I want to take you further. I receive. I want to take you further. Meditation keeps you from being misled. Because you don't mess with scornful folks. See, when you are meditating, meditation automatically makes you a discerner. And you're reading mail. You're reading mail before they write it. You cannot be led financially. It's a 10,000. I said it's 10,000. No, I said 10,000. Oh, that's 300. Meditation, listen. The Holy Ghost cannot lead you properly without meditation. Boy, I know you don't want to hear this, but I got to tell you. You keep interrupting your own blessing. Because you're not sensitive enough in the spirit if you haven't spent time in meditation to take that step of faith without any natural substance to tell you you're going the right way. See, in following God, you talk about the boy walking on water. In following God, you got to walk in mid-air sometimes. Y'all ain't going to let me teach you that. If God don't catch you, you're gone. God will tell you to do something that you got to trust him. And if God don't be there, I'm going under. I mean, I'm not walking on water. I'm walking on thin air. Make that step. Make that move. I made some move. You would call me if I was out of my mind. But I heard from the Lord. I made the move. It didn't even seem like it would come out right. It came out right every time. God is not a man. But you see, if you don't meditate, you're not going to have that kind of confidence. You're not going to have that kind of courage. See, it puts you, meditation puts you in another category. See, that's what Joshua was saying to him. That's what the psalmist was saying to him. Now, I have many more things to say to you tonight. Meditation gives a whole new mindset of divine substance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A whole new mindset. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
of divine substance. In other words, you begin to think like God.
Yes, sir.
You begin to, somebody religious is going to get thrown here.
Yeah.
You're going to begin to think on God's level.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now you know organized religion is going to cut you loose. You crazy now.
Yeah.
You out of your mind. They're going to cut you loose.
Yeah.
Because you think like God. You walk like God, talk like God, think like God. All of a sudden, now you're dressing like God, showing up like God, living like God, driving like God. And organized religion says something wrong. Somebody's stealing something.
Yeah.
Why you have to be stealing when you're serving up Almighty God?
Right.
The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes, sir.
All right. So a mindset. Meditation creates a divine mindset of divine substance that you cannot see with your natural eye, but it exists anyway.
Yeah.
It's just realm. Everybody say realm. It's just a different realm. One, and I haven't got to my notes yet, I'm just giving you this now. One who meditate day and night is promoted out of the worldly and devilish rat race. Rat race. Most Christians are still in the rat race.
Yeah.
Who moved my cheese?
Yeah.
I read a book saying, who moved my cheese? Who moved my cheese? It's crying over the cheese, man. Just steal a rat. Yeah, you look for cheese. All right, now, yes, sir, that's 1,000, that's another 1,000, all right? I'll be up with that 10,000, I'll be able to put that in the back of my Bible to make me feel good. I got the 20,000 in my pocket. We talked million tonight, didn't we?
Yeah.
Told y'all some testimony, all right. Meditation unblocks unstopped revelation. I got more to this. I want you to get the first part. So I almost can't contain myself right now. Because there's such a drawing in this building. Our meetings are changing. Meditation unlocks. So something in your name is being unlocked tonight while you sitting here. Go back and try it again. Something have turned you down and say you couldn't have it. After tonight, it will be unlocked. Are you listening to me? Not only unlocks, it unblocks. It unstops revelation that induce application that releases supernatural manifestation. Did you get all that? Did you get all that? You need to get this. You need to reread this so the Spirit of God can speak to your heart. The Holy Ghost talking to you. Listen, let me give it to you again. Meditation unlocks, unblocks, unstopped revelation that induce application. In other words, you have faith for it, that releases supernatural manifestation. Here's what the Lord told me. The Lord said this. He says, when one meditates, he said, meditation is one of the quickest routes to having a visitation with my will. Yeah, with his will. See, once you reach God's will, it's over.
Yeah.
See, we talk about God's way. But when you reach God's will, his way gonna be taken out, but his will. That's why he said, be not conformed to this world. In Romans 12:2, be you transformed, that you might prove what the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. See, what I want to be is God's will. See? Meditation in the Word, or in the mirror of God's Word, expose the financial mocking the enemy to the world system has placed on the people of God. A financial mock. He's mocking God. He said, you love them so much, why they don't have something? You love them so much, why they working three jobs? I got to be careful what I'm about to say now. And God don't have an answer for him. Because it's not God. It's you. Or me, you see, blocking it. See, God said, see, Satan in finances in the church, Satan have used that to make a mockery of God. I'm about to show you a scripture in a few minutes. I'll show you a scripture. It'll blow your mind. A scripture, Zechariah chapter 1. This is something, boy. This is error that Satan won't play with God. He won't mock God. He won't tell God it's not happening. God already know why his children are suffering, because they haven't obeyed what he said do. Zechariah chapter 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to begin at the 12th verse. Zechariah chapter 1, 12. You with me? Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long would thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the city of Judah, against which thou have indignation these 70 years? And the Lord answered the angel to talk with me with good words and comfortable words. So the angel, verse 14, now watch this. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. What? What are you talking about? God is jealous because his people are not having what he wants them to have. And the world keeps slinging things in God's face. And some of us got to know how to meditate, how to use our imagination, how to trust God, and move out in the arena that we can say, he did it. He did it. God did it. See? He on a football team, isn't he? Who you play for, son? God did it. So that's why he was able to sold that $10,000 now. God did it. God, see, he got various ways he do it for us.
Yeah.
God won't do something up in here tonight. Can he find a candidate? Can he find somebody who won't trust his word? Why you think I'm here? Why you think God turned that $16 million jet, actually, value is over $20 million. Why God turned it this way? Why God called Dr. Carlos to be passing here and connect so I can be in this area? For you? You'd have never seen me wasn't for Carlos on TV. So God planted this ministry here for a reason. To set the captive free. He carried the same anointing that I carry, because he's connected. You Oh, my goodness. You watch this now. You watch this. I want you to watch this because this is. When I first read that, I said, oh, Jesus. You know, I said, look at the 14th verse again. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. Now, notice verse 15. Notice verse 15. And I'm very so displeased with the heathen that are at ease. Oh, Lord. The heathen in the financial arena. The heathen are at ease. For I'm but a little displeased, and they help forward the affliction. They rub it in my face. Therefore, thus saith the Lord. Here it comes. I'm returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts, and a line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Cry yet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my city, my churches, my gospel, my people, my children, my sons, my daughters, through prosperity, yet shall be spread abroad. And the Lord shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose to do. Now you got revelation on that. Sit down. You got revelation on that. He's talking about you. God is saying here. Here he's saying. I want to spread my prosperity through you. Do you have any candidates here? I was reading one translation that talked about overflowing prosperity. Say it, write that down.
Overflowing.
This is another check, $1,111.11. Overflowing. Write that down. Because you need to get acquainted with those words. Your life needs to get acquainted that the Father needs somebody to be overflowing in every church.
Yes, sir.
Somebody saying, the man of God, get a vision. Somebody say, I got the money. What you got?
Yeah.
What we need to do, I got the money. Yeah. Just tell me how much it cost.
Yeah.
I'm not nervous. Just tell me how much it cost.
Yeah.
I got the money. I'm the man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Every church ought to have some of them.
Yes, sir.
See, there's a word used in the world, and they use it sometimes to discipline people who have no discipline with money. But they say the money burning in my pocket, money on fire. I'm just looking for something. What? Pastor, you ain't got nothing you want to build? You ain't got nothing you want to buy? Pastor, you have anything you want to buy personally? So you got quiet in. Yeah. That's your best investment.
Yeah.
How you think my secretary paid for $500,000 cash?
Yeah.
On my desk when I go in there, she done sold her checks on my desk. Just come back though. Y'all ain't with me. They dropped off on the Jew. They ain't with me. Yeah, they dropped off. They ought to know I'm an honest man of God right now. They ought to be able to look the different suits I've been wearing. You ought to know that I don't have no needs. This didn't come from pack a sack and it didn't come off the rack. I'm just trying to tell you, if you can trust me, baby, I don't want nothing. I come to get money to you. You can trust me. You can trust a $500 check. You can trust me. Walk, daughter. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is $300. A lot of money. Are you listening to me? Yes, Psalm 35, 27. I love this verse. How many of y'all love Psalm 35, 27? You can't raise your hand, you don't know what it is. Psalm 35, say, wait till I peep. Wait till I peep, then I'll tell you. I'll get out of jump. Wait till I peep. No, you got to know the voice, baby. Oh, yeah, I love it. No. You brought your shouting glory? I remember being in London with Creflo Dollar. Talked about Creflo a whole lot this week. Creflo and I, we were preaching in London, and they told us we had to respect the queen. But we had to respect the king, too. So Creflo and I just kept preaching whatever the Lord told us to preach. They just got to lock us up. I ain't going to be trying to say, I can't say this, I can't say this. I told Creflo, I'm preaching, man. Just come get me out. I'm preaching. Come get me out. I'm going to say whatever the Holy Ghost tell me to say, I'm going to say it. They just call the law. I'm about to preach. This afternoon, I'm going to preach. I'm here, Creflo. He said, go for it, Doc. I got you. And so he got brave.
Yeah.
So he came and he started saying everything he wanted to say.
Yeah.
And then, but I want to tell you about something. I was taught a grave lesson. When I used to go to Creflo, he would pick all the other speakers up in the Continental, but he would pick me up in a Rolls Royce. I know, every time he picked me up in a Rolls Royce. So he had just got a new Rolls. I didn't have none then. I got two now. I've had three. But I didn't know what a Rolls Royce was, you know. And so he picked me up in this slick black Rolls Royce. Watch God now. See, somebody ain't going to believe this. I got in the back of the Rolls Royce. And then I got on the floor. It got lamb wool, so I was rubbing it. And then all of a sudden the word came through me. God, do you want me to have one of these? I ain't no Rolls Royce, man. I ain't got no well from the country. The word that came out of my mouth, man, I said, what is this?
Yeah.
I rub it again.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly, he wanted to have one.
Yeah.
I've had three.
Oh, sir. Wow.
But he kept picking me up. Then we in London. He said, Doc, you want to eat tonight when we finish? Well, I know all the restaurants closed. I said, well, Doc, you know, I saw what time to play here. No, Doc, I asked you, did you want to eat? So he's training me. I said, yes. He's younger than me, but he was training me. I said, yes. Let's eat. He kept the restaurant open.
Yeah.
Paid for the cook, paid for all the waiters to wait on us. Just us four in there eating.
Yeah.
2 hours after the restaurant was supposed to be closed, he paid enough for the chef to stay. I heard that word, and I want to get that stinky word out of your mind right now. Waste. That's a stinky word. Waste. God, that's not no waste. We want to eat. The world that folks been doing that. I was in California, and I saw Mike Tyson, and he knew who I was. He said, hey, my brother. I said, hey, Mike might go off, man. I know. Mike a powerful boy, boy. He said, hey, my brother. I said, hey, Mike. Notice in that voice that your prosperity give God what?
Pleasure.
Pleasure. He wants you to have it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You want to have it.
Yes, sir.
You and him get together, you got to have it. Good God Almighty. Jesus Christ. God Almighty. That's $1,200 all day long. Now listen to me. Turn to Jeremiah 33:9. We cannot pass this verse up talking about this. Meditation in the mirror of God's word exposed the financial marking that the enemy through the world system have placed on the people of God. And notice what God decided to do about it. Jeremiah 33:9. Jeremiah, God said, I'm going to turn it around. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them, and all that they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that would procure me and provide, that I provide to them. You see what God said? God said, but it not only do your prosperity give God pleasure, it give him the reed. Yeah, it give him joy. It give him praise. And it give him honor. God is looking for somebody to work through in his finances, his blessing, his overflow, his more than enough. Do you have any candidate here? Expect a change. Expect a change. This hour, this moment, expect a change. Because a change is coming upon you now that you have never seen before. For God's word is about to slip you into another level. I receive so. Que prosse que ne mongresse. Brasico si che se. Tamaro che. Casata roba saia. Roba sata to $200 check. Yellow basata to another $1,000 check. Roba basata, that's a $20. Shora basco con la mashata. Corra basata la basso cuche. I know, and he said, If I've never seen you, I'll see you now. What does that mean? If I've never seen you, I'll see you now. Other words, the information that you're listening to has given God the invitation to move you into another level.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's $100. I receive. Are you following me?
Yes.
Ooh, Lord. Ooh, Lord. Talk, Holy Ghost. Talk, Holy Ghost. You get the Lord is speaking to you. Because you hear sanction of being made in heaven with your name on it. That which has been hard, my child, has become easy. For your mind is gathering another set of thinking that you did not have before. The hustle and the bustle is over. Are you following me? So I promise you now, things going to be easier. Yet, where you were, they were hard. But now where you are, they'll be easier. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. What scripture are we going to? What scripture are we going to? Jeremiah 33:9. I'm reading it yet. I read it. All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. He told me to read these verses. These verses are hustler breakers. Yeah. The hustler and the hustling you've been doing. They said, you know the voice, but tonight they're read under an auction to break some things. And, ooh, Jesus, to make some things happen. Jesus Christ. Kondere Basa. I feel the Holy Ghost. Make some things happen. Make some things happen. God said, I will make some things happen. I will make some things happen through you. Yield to my spirit. That's what he said. I will make some things happen. God said, I will make some things happen. I need a vessel. I will make some things happen. My power is flowing. I will make some things happen. You know what I'm hearing? Nothing is impossible in your finances from this night forward. Because, listen, I have pumped my prosperity possibilities in you this week. So you are full of prosperity possibilities. What I say? Some of y'all ain't talking to me.
Yes,
but y'all up in your circles down. Y'all need to get on out of here.
Yeah.
Say it. What I said?
I'm full of prosperity possibilities.
Now say it with faith. Say it.
I'm full of prosperity possibilities.
Now, let me ask a question. Have anybody ever said that before?
No.
You see what I'm saying? That came from heaven.
Yeah.
I never said it before.
Yeah.
So, see, I'm not dancing with words yet.
Right.
I'm not lost for text.
Yeah.
I can preach a text.
Yeah.
But it's the Spirit is speaking.
Yeah.
I tell you what it is. I know what it is. You entered into a new realm. In the Spirit. Shifted. Into a new realm. And so he's given us a language to remind us you already crossed the bridge. But I said, you already crossed the bridge. I said, see, once you got to have something that you didn't have to know you have something that you didn't have. Just think about it. Now, you're a dreamer. I'm filled with prosperity, possibility. Boy, that'll preach. But now, tonight is prophetical. Tonight is apostolic. Tonight is birth in the body of Christ. I'm filled with prosperity. And notice the possibility is plural. Possibilities. So everything has shifted in your life, in your family, in your ministry. Everything has shifted. I'm filled with prosperity, possibility. Usually when God passes out a fresh anointing, he gives a fresh word. I hear yoke cracking. I hear yoke cracking. They're coming off. I receive. They're coming off. Don't worry about who's going to pay it. I'm your source. I have many channels. I can use who I want. Good. I hear something else. You can't preach to people who are religious in this frame. And you have to know some back, you have to have some background to be able to receive this. But you are a glory child. Now see, if you don't know what glory means, see, all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do, all of God's splendor belong to you. the same glory that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. I'm a glory child. I have to get the body of Christ beyond need consciousness. I was talking to a concrete pour out in a tree. He always sowed because he trained him how to sow. And he, I was sitting in a tree, he brought me $100 sitting on a tree at my house. And he says, I'm so glad that I'm no longer need conscious. I'm seed conscious. Write that, sit down, write that down. Yeah. Every time need come up, get your seed. Because I'm saying this based on being a glory child. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all my needs according to what? His riches where? In glory. Not down the street, in glory. Second Corinthians 8:9. We've got to read this verse. I think it's in the Amplified Bible. You got the Amplified up there, right? My. I've been preaching almost an hour. My. Glory. I don't know what I've done for you, but I preach myself happy. I heard some things I never heard before. I ain't preaching about no emotion. I'm preaching about the will of God. I heard something that's going to make some things happen. Absolutely. You can see me flying 41,000 feet in the air at 600 miles an hour, sanding my special seat by the phone right by me. Where I can call my wife in and you can see, hear me saying, I'm full of prosperity, possibility. I'm going to another level. Tell three people that. One word from God. One word. Can change your life forever. I am full of prosperity. I am full of. How many words that is? Count them for me, David.
I am full of prosperity.
Six words. One word. From God can change your life. Yes. You got six words. On those words are the same blaze that is on money coming. Yes. It came down the same track. Reverend, I never heard that before. Well, 2 Corinthians 9:8. That's what I want. And God is able. Notice what it didn't say. And God is able to ask. We're serving a God that don't have to ask nobody nothing. God lived, the God you serve lived beyond accident. You cannot, these two verses we're about to read, you cannot get away from the fact. Listen. This is human if you may, John. Something going on here. Listen. And I feel that anointing coming down there. Something happening up in here, boy. Receive it. Impartation all over this house. I release it in the name of Jesus. I preach myself in a net. I preach myself in a net here, boy. Up a shantel about. You ready? I say over here, you ready? You ready? Here it come. Why the rest of y'all didn't get it? Why the rest of y'all didn't get it? Why? I'm going to give you one more chance. Why the rest of y'all didn't get it? That anointing there for it. Drop that is right there. I see you prospering like never before. I don't only see doors opening, I see gates opening. There are things that God wants you to carry that can't go through a door. Help me, Lord. Help me find a jumping off place. Yeah. Glory to God. I say, glory to God. Help me. Help me. Hey! The glory flown. The glory flown. The glory flown. The glory flown. Hey! Hallelujah. Nam Roma Sakana Namashaya. Words that he's dealing with, I believe they may have the same characteristic. The word all and everything. I don't know which one he wants to use. All is possible. Take that. Receive that. Receive that. All is possible. Hold on to that. It has strong divine gene in it. Because we're in a place here right now. All is possible. You hear me? Huh? There is an all is possible anointing in this house right now. And it did not come by accident. We activated it. God want to say that to us. God want to do that to us. My God in heaven. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have an all sufficiency in all things be abound in every good way. What is saying in Amplified Bible? And God is saying God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things abound. No, that's not the Amplified Bible, is it? No, I need the Amplified Bible. Amplified. You got it up there? Huh? And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and richly bless it, come to you in abundance, so that you may always, and under all circumstances, what? And whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing another required no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Ephesians 3:20. We slap every demon mocking in the eye tonight. Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. That's right. That's right. Ephesians 3:20. Come on, I got to close, you know. Ephesians 3:20. When? Notice what it says. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. What are those adjectives? Huh? What are they? Ooh, Jesus. What superlative do? What? That's to describe, doesn't it? That voice is trying to describe God. Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, as if in supportive. Jesus. Supportive mean what?
Way beyond.
Way beyond. Exceedingly abundant above all that we ask or think. Let me ask you a question. I got to close, but let me ask you a question. That word we received just now is what? About. No, by prosperity. By prosperity. I'm six words. Say it. You know what that is? Do you know what that is? Working in you from the Holy Ghost. A fresh power.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to close. Give me, Donnell, give me the first scripture I want is 1 Timothy 4:15 in the Message Bible. I'm going to close with these two scriptures. I want to give you this to write in your notes. Sit down. We're going to go. Cultivating prosperity. Emerging in prosperity. Cultivate these things. Immerse yourself in them. The people will all see you matured right before their eye. Give me the next verse. Keep a firm grasp on both your character and your teaching. Don't be diverted. Just keep at it. both you and those who hear you will experience salvation. Now, when I say experience salvation, I'm just not talking about getting born again. All right, one more message. Psalm 119, verse 55, in the Message Bible. I meditate on your name all night, God, treasuring your revelation. Go to the next verse, 56 verse. Still I walk through a reign of derision because I live by your word and counsel. Go to the next verse. Because you have satisfied me, God, I promise to do everything you say. Let me see. Do it have a voice 64 in there? Do they go to a 64 voice? Your love, God, fill the earth. Train me to live by your counsel. Somebody lift their hand and praise God. There's so much more, children. I just got to stop. There's so much more. Come on, lift your hand. Lift your hand. Praise God. Let's praise God. Are you following me? Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's $100. I got it. Yes, sir. That's 50. That's 1,000. This is a $7,000 check. What? I receive. Praise God.
Praise God.
We had a good meeting.
Huh?
Praise God. Receive. Praise God. There are many people watching me. I'm going to read and pronounce on you Deuteronomy 28. Get your Bible open to it. Follow me. And it shall come to pass, thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. The Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now this is, I'm speaking this over you. You remember what the king said in 2 Chronicles 20:20? Believe in the Lord thy God, you'll be established. Believe his prophet shall prosper. These words, see, ministers have to know this. These words, as I was inspired by the Holy Ghost to read them over you, they take a different connotation than you just read. See, God have me reading. I mean, he just told me, go ahead and read. So I'm reading this over you. So if this have never come to pass in your life, get ready for it. Verse 2, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall I be in the city. Blessed shall I be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kings and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou cometh in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord, verse 8, shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And the Lord shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God has given thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Verse 10. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy father to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season, and to bless all the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And if thou shall not go aside from any of these words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, but go after other gods and serve them. Hallelujah. Father, we speak Deuteronomy 28 blessings over these seeds tonight. As we hold them up before you, your people have some sure words you've spoken. And I know your word will not return to your void. I bless every life that's under the sound of my voice this very night, that their financial freedom to live the good life is upon them now. In Jesus' name, amen.